follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled Interactor Hour with me, Tamaran. I would like to take a quick minute to tell my listeners today what I believe can empower you. I honestly believe that the core issues of our physical ailments are emotionally based. So in other words, if we can figure out the real emotion that you are experiencing in your life today, then you can find ways to deal with your emotions in a positive way and see how the physical part of your body is affected and watch for any improvements. Of course, once you get started, there are many other factors that can also help your physical body through a cleaner diet, proper exercise, and lots of healing modalities. And once clients start to understand their emotional body, the pattern that I tend to see is that people begin to feel better about themselves, that they have a more positive outlook on their life. They feel inspired to learn more and to go deeper into their own bodies. They sometimes realize that their personal boundaries about themselves become stronger, and therefore the dynamics of their relationships with other people are enhanced on a more open communicative level. Lastly, I see that people start to look for hobbies or jobs that have a deeper, more spiritual meaning for them. People then want to share what they have learned about themselves because they feel stronger and happier as each day goes by. Their whole life changes, and it is a beautiful experience for me to watch this. And I love to work with people, and I love to see them grow. So that is the true purpose of my show, to teach my guests and my listeners to learn how to connect with their emotions, whether it is a positive or negative, and learn how to listen to what your own body is telling you. And I learned this about myself, and it changed my life. I still have lots more to learn and want to encourage the same in others. And this can also be a fun process. It doesn't have to be so serious. So once we understand the positive and the negative aspects to our emotions, we learn that we need both parts. I would like to encourage anyone listening today who has a health issue or to call in and ask questions. The number is 1-866-472-5792. And you can always email me, and if I see a pattern of physical problems, then I would be willing to create a show around a specific health problem and help to provide some answers for you. So remember, my email address is Tamaran, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. Or you can always email me by going back to the host page here on voiceamerica.com. Make sure you go to the Health and Wellness channel. And the email host button, when you click on that and you actually type a message, that message comes into my email box. It doesn't go to the radio station. So a lot of people are confused about that. So I just want to encourage everybody, that's how you can get in touch with me directly. I get a lot of questions about the show, so I have to clarify everything while I'm on here every week, because people seem to know how to get their questions answered. Okay, so what I want to do today is I quickly want to share, again, I get these beautiful messages from Daily Om, which is like an a company that just sends out messages every day into your inbox, and they're written by different people, but I just find it so ironic how it applies to what I'm dealing with, and that's why I like to share it. So this is what it says. The topic is rippling and tipping as a universal awakening. It says, like the ripple on a lake spreading out, humanity is awakening at an ever-increasing speed. A snowball at the top of a mountain has the potential to become huge just by rolling down the mountain and gathering more snow. In a short time, this tiny snowball can become a force to be reckoned with. We humans are like this when it comes to exchanging energy and vision. And no matter how few people are involved at the beginning, there is the potential for massive change. And as consciousness seekers, we are in the midst of this process. And it is amazing to see people we thought might never come around waking up to their truth. Each time we see this, we can count ourselves blessed to be living at a time when the awareness of humanity seems to be at a tipping point as more and more individuals open their minds and change their ways. For some people, this revolves around an awareness of the environment. For others, it is a spiritual awakening, and for many, it is both. A great change in consciousness is sweeping through us all as we recognize that things are not what they have seemed to be, that there is more to our lives that meets the eye. Many of us have the awareness and the energy at this time to break through old, outmodeled ways of seeing things and to move into a new way of being in the world, and it is essential that we do so. The beauty of living at this time is that even small actions have a powerful ripple effect, and the reverberations of what we do have the power to reach and open many minds. It is as if a scale is about to tip in favor of higher consciousness, and each one of us has the power to bring humanity closer to that point with the smallest of actions. And each time we move in the directions of our dreams and visions, we can visualize another small pebble dropping into the pond or another gold weight on the scale rippling and tipping our way to universal awakening. Well, I had literally just typed this out today to have this on my show. About 20 minutes ago, I put a post on Facebook just before I went live on the radio telling people what my topic was going to be about. And I said, remind everybody to tune in today. The topic is going to be, how are we going to deal with procrastination and understanding that we need to have faith in what we believe in. And I cannot believe that someone who was on the show previously, she's a great woman, actually asked if she could call in. And I said, my God, like, please call in, because the more people who are when talking about things like this, the better it is. And so she's actually on the line and she's waiting to talk to us. And I just want to reflect, this is exactly what I just talked about. And here is somebody else that is already on that snowball. So Antika, are you on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Antika.
Hi, how are you, Tamron?
Oh, I'm doing so well. I'm so glad you saw my post on Facebook just shortly.
You are so fantastic for posting it.
Well, what did that trigger in you when you saw that? I would love it if you would share that with our listeners.
Well, you know, my whole business is really based around faith and building faith in ourselves, and then, you know, really surrendering that faith to bigger and better and you know, more ease when you follow God in whatever relationship that is. Now, I know on your show it's different for everybody, and for me, like, my audience is mainly Christians because that's the language I speak. But really, the true language is love and loving ourselves and having faith that we're doing the right thing and we're walking. But for me personally, I had another crazy thing happen that, as you were talking, leading us into the show, I was like, oh my gosh, that's totally why I'm here, and it's happening in my life right now, and I just think that maybe you'll have some insight on it.
Yeah.
And also, maybe the audience is just something that they need to hear. So I'm very active in my faith. I practice contemplation. I, you know, practice yoga, and I wake up each day with my meditation, my prayer, and wear my beads around my wrist to call me back to God at all times. Like, that's really my personal walk. But at the same time, I had my life kind of blow up on me a month ago. And, or maybe it was 2 months ago. It just, like, all of a sudden I was hit with something that just, like, knocked me off. And since then, my physical body has been just totally reacting away from my meditation and my surrendering and everything else that's happening. And you were talking earlier in the show about how you love to work with people and how our emotions are really triggering our physical illnesses and our reactions, and then tapping that into faith and a walk. I feel like when we try to handle our own stuff,
yeah,
and you know, we have these triggers in our bodies that we can handle our own stuff, and we don't turn that over to faith and to our relationship with the greater source, then our physical bodies get ill. And for me, I've done 5 weeks of my own program to cleanse and just drop weight, and I'm like literally like gaining weight for no reason. And I know my tests are all normal, like everything is normal, besides this one overreaction that I'm having in my life where I'm like, you have to prove your love for me,
yeah,
to my significant other. And I'm you know, being a nice person around it, but I'm like, oh, my body is going to take this pain that I have and is going to deal with it to find its own conclusion. And,
yeah,
and I haven't really handed that over in faith because I didn't realize it until really like yesterday. I think it came up, like got clear for me.
Yeah.
So no matter if it's conscious or not, your body or your vibration, you'll get depression or you'll get illness. And I work with people around that trinity too, of your emotional state, your emotional body, your spirit, and your physical body, and how we deal. And we deal with things in both ways. And then there's that faith aspect that when you can turn things over, health happens and awakenings happen. And so I don't know. I just felt like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to, that's why I'm calling, and this is so cool that we're having an all
serious,
deep, you know, really personal thing that's happening
Tika,
to me.
Yeah, I totally get it, and I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing something so personal and so vulnerable, because that really is what it's about, and that's what you do for other people. But I'm totally relating on a couple of things that you've already said, is that we as people who are light workers, or we're people here to genuinely help others, we spend so much of our day helping others that when something happens in our own personal life, we get off center too. And I used to always think that I could handle it. I could handle it myself. And you know what? I've had to do the same thing. I have had to go to other people who I know are highly qualified, and can help me, because sometimes just listening or speaking to someone who is a third party is going to hear something different that maybe we have overlooked in ourselves. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I totally get that, because I'm going to talk about a personal story in my show today, and it's going to ring true for what I'm going to tell you now and share, because I hope the listeners listen to my story that I'm going to share after you get off the line, and then the end of it, which I'm going to talk about at the end as well, because the same thing happened to me, and I can't believe you're saying it happened about 2 months ago. And the result, and it started because there was a bunch of us that did my own program, same thing as you did. There was a group of us that did my 28-day personal transformation program, which I promote on this show as well. And what happened was my business all of a sudden flipped upside down, and it was just like I was being challenged on something. And I couldn't figure it out either. And so same thing, I was getting anxiety, I was gaining weight, I wasn't sleeping, and I'm thinking, what is going on? And the truth was, when I really looked at it, I was being called to do something completely different. But in my mind, I had a picture of how I wanted it to show up. And because the picture wasn't the same as what I interpreted it as wrong. So I had to turn that around and go, wait a minute, the universe is giving me that abundance. It is giving me that love, but it's showing up in a different package. And so it was crucial for me to look at this because it's all about having that faith, you know, and allowing it to just happen and give into it. So it's like surrendering to what the universe is giving us. And when I'm relating to what you're saying, hopefully this will might make sense for you because it's the same situation. It's just showing up as a different story. And when we think about our significant others, this is something I've journaled about personally, and it was huge for me when I realized this, was that when I was with my significant partner, who I'm no longer with now, but when I was with him, he acted a certain way during our relationship. And I felt that it was very controlling. I found it wasn't the way I wanted him. Basically, he was acting in a way that I didn't want him to act. So I was constantly trying to change him so that I could be happy. And it took me a long time to realize that he was actually acting in a way that he genuinely loved me. And that was his way of showing love for me, but I was interpreting it as control and power and not as an essence of love. And so when I realized that, I thought, wow, you know what? I'm actually getting his love in the only way he knows how to give it to me. Whether or not we agree on anything in life or opinions or anything is that that's all he knew. So he couldn't figure out what he was doing wrong, because in his mind he wasn't doing anything wrong. It's just that the way we expected them to do it was different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, I see it's a little bit different. My husband's just so amazing and wonderful right now, and my body is reacting in a way that's trying to like trap him, which is really funny. It's like not leaning into faith at all and not trusting. But what really triggered me, and I can't wait to listen to the rest of your show, because what really triggered me in all of that you just said was that I'm putting it into a package. I'm having this image, and maybe, you know, maybe God's just trying to say, no, I want you to take your life, your business in this way, and put a little bit less importance on this image. And when you said that, I was like, oh, freedom, there you go. And I hope that everything else resonated with other people listening, because, you know, you're just full of so much awesome information. I love your show, and I want to just thank you for doing what you do. And it was so fun to be on, and thank you for having me here today. And I can't wait to hear what you're going to share next.
Yeah, Antico, that's great. I want to you know, thank you again for doing that. And it's true. It's just have faith that it is there and that's it's always in front of us. But just sometimes you just want to look at it in through a different set of eyes or something, if that makes sense. And I hope that makes sense to our listeners, because we're always getting what we want. We really are. It's just our interpretation of it, how it's going to show up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yay.
And it's sinking in even deeper, like different ways I'm looking at what you said about the relationship part too. So I'm going to mull this over, and you know, you're awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling in. And if you don't have time to listen to the rest of the show, then remember, you can always come back and listen. That's what I encourage listeners to do, too. If you hear a piece of this or whatever, you know, you can always come back, because each show is recorded and it stays on the website here on Voice America.
Fantastic.
So thank you again. Thanks, Antica.
Thank you.
Okay, that was so wonderful to hear both aspects of that. I just want to recap what Antica was saying, was that, you know, even in her business, she teaches other people how to have faith when they're going through challenges in her life. But at the same time, she's a human being too. And, you know, and she's going through her own challenges. So just having someone else listen and give some feedback is very, very powerful. And I do the same thing. And I can't believe that's what she's talking about, because that's actually what I'm going to kind of be sharing in my own story, because I'm in the process of writing my own book. And 2 weeks ago, I shared the first chapter of my book when I spoke about overcoming betrayal, and I had an amazing feedback from that show. So I encourage anybody to go back to that one as well. It's on July the 5th, and it was called Overcoming Betrayal, and the remedy I encourage people to use was forgiveness to get over that. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about procrastination, and that is the theme of the show. And I'm going to share my chapter 2 of my own personal story, and this is what I've written. So I want to share this with all of you today, because I think it's going to make sense with what Antika was just talking about as well. So when I first decided I was going to open a business in the holistic field, I hired a business coach, and I had already had a personal coach who was helping me balance everything in my personal life, but I needed someone at that time who was going to help me take my idea and bring it into life. I was referred to an amazing woman, and it turned out she was a certified business coach and also a relationship coach. I found it quite ironic at the time, because I wasn't in a relationship either. And together we worked on a business plan that took about 2.5 years to get off the ground. There were many aspects of my business that also affected me on a personal level, and I realized the same principles I based my business on were exactly the same principles that I applied with my relationships, whether they were friendships, my children, dating partners, or even staff members. And it is still a running joke to this day that my assistant, my right hand in my business, feels like a partner in a marriage. Her and I balance each other out in so many ways, and that is what makes everything fall into place. So what does all of this have to do with today's topic of procrastination? Well, when I first started putting together ideas for my business, I realized there were so many things I could offer. I had gained my certification as a health coach. I had studied so many different modalities such as meditation, dream analysis, energy healing, crystal healing, Bach flowers. I was so fascinated with the unseen world and how tapping into our thoughts and emotions had an amazing power. And that so many people weren't aware of this. I was like a sponge. I was studying and reading like crazy. It reminded me of how I was in high school deciding that I wanted to study genetic engineering, which was the study of DNA in our cells and how to alter our genes scientifically. But in the holistic field, I was realizing we could obtain the same results by understanding the great world of energy and how to tap into it. So how was I going to decide what to do in my business? I was really overwhelmed, for sure, and it was causing a lot of procrastination on my part. I was suffering from anxiety also. There were days when I just wanted to stop and forget all about it. Many of my friends and family didn't understand why I would want to do something that was so different. Why would I risk taking such a huge chance, spending a ton of money, and go against what seemed to be so abnormal and weird to most people? People were genuinely concerned that no one was going to walk through my door. But thank goodness I hired a business coach, someone who wouldn't judge me, who would help me focus my ideas and put them into a plan of action. We came up with a business name called Tamaron Centers for Wellbeing, and I decided that I was going to open what I called the Self-Development Education Center. I was going to have all organic, hand-prepared food available for takeout that was gluten-free, dairy-free, vegetarian. I was going to offer private consultations for anyone wanting to make changes in their lifestyle and to encourage learning about holistic health, and I was willing to help them do so. What was so important for me during this process that I need to share with all of you? I needed to get focused and make a decision. To be honest, it took me years, like I mentioned earlier, but once I made my decision, everything started falling into place, or at least I thought so. I found an amazing building that was for sale that would provide high walk-in traffic for potential customers, ample parking, beautiful scenery and a setting, and most important, it was mine. I could own it. So if anything, the building was an investment. Then I decided that I could find people to hire who may have been more specialized in certain areas of the business who could help me put all my ideas together. I worked with a woman who was a chef and helped me with the menu, food costing, and kitchen setup. I hired staff members who wanted to learn about preparing this type of food because they were interested and they just didn't need a job. They actually wanted to learn. I hired a web designer who could get my business on the internet. I learned I didn't need to do it all. I had to learn what my strengths were and my weaknesses and focus on doing what I was good at and let the other people remain in their genius zone. This started to reduce a lot of anxiety. Was it work? Yep. But the hard work paid off and I was able to make my dream become a reality. But I want to share some of the not so wonderful things that happened during that time because I think this is the most important part of understanding how to overcome anything in your life as well. I bought this beautiful old heritage building that was built in 1888 up here in Ontario, Canada. So that is the key to this part of the story, is that it's early spring at that time. And I wanted to take ownership on May 1st of that year. But the owner wanted me to acquire it a month early, on April the 1st. I really debated because I had that month booked up and I wasn't going to be able to start working in there until May. But he was persistent. So I thought, well, maybe I'm meant to have it early. So I thought, wow, okay, I'm going to go ahead with this. I became the new owner on April 1st, 2008, and was I excited. So the first thing I did was hire a locksmith and change the keys. And second, I called up an alarm company and rewired the existing system. That was my first plan of action because the day after I got the building, I had planned to be at a business course in Texas. So I gave the keys to my friend who was staying in my house. I had the bags packed for 5 days and off I went. Little did I know that after I landed in Texas, good old US of A, we had a heat wave hit southern Ontario back home and all the snow was melting really fast. My beautiful building was flooding while I was away, learning how I was going to make money. So this wasn't so fun. I got the phone call one night after class that the alarm kept going off in the house, in the building, and my friend had to run over to find that there was 2.5 feet of water in the basement. And because there was high flooding in the area, the local plumbers were getting service calls like crazy, and she was panicking because she couldn't get anyone to help. I told her to keep calling eventually. You'll find someone. I wasn't going to leave my course. Something inside of me said to stay where I was, so I had to have faith. I did return at the end of the week to find plumbers had come out and were working hard to fix the problem. But I had a long road ahead now because there was so much damage to my beautiful building. And I had no idea that 7 months later, another flood was coming into my building. And this time, it was going to hit from the ceiling inside. I had repaired all the damage in the basement, fixed the furnace, repaired the storage fridge, removed broken equipment because everything was being used under storage. I had many ideas rolling through my head. I found great suppliers and I was ready to come in and start decorating with some last minute ideas. A bunch of my friends agreed to come in and help me the following Monday. So Friday afternoon, I was getting really cold because it was late November. And I went into the building to turn on the furnace so it would be so nice and warm for all of us on the Monday morning. They were calling for snow, so I flicked on the switch, waited for the heat to come through the vents, and off I went. I returned on Monday morning about half an hour before everyone was supposed to arrive to get organized. I opened the front door and I could hear a waterfall. I freaked out. There was such a huge stream of water coming from the ceiling and crashing down on the floor in front of me. And it was freezing cold inside the building. I just couldn't believe it. The old pipes had cracked. Luckily, because I knew how to turn the water off in the basement from the basement flood, I ran down and switched it off. The water stopped, and I had to call the plumbers one more time in a panic. It turned out the furnace had a safety switch, and it turns off if the door opens. So somehow the door panel had loosened, most likely from the vibration of the furnace, and it caused the safety switch to activate, and the heat went off. Great feature to have, but not in this case. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break because I haven't actually taken a break today. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that I went through personally and emotionally in order for me to get through some of these challenges that I had. Because I'm telling you, when I saw that waterfall coming that time, I was really starting to question what was really going on in my life. Okay, so I just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, so stay tuned for more.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
There are a lot of health questions that your doctor doesn't always seem to have the time to answer. Every week, you can have these questions answered and find out a lot more about how to improve your health on Getting Real About Nutrition with Lisa DeFazio. You'll talk to Lisa and her guest experts about diets, meal planning, healthy food ideas, and medical issues. We'll also talk about foods to avoid, allergies, and supplements you should or shouldn't be taking. Listen every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about how to overcome procrastination. And I'm very excited that I actually had a guest call in today after reading a post that I had put on Facebook. And I want to encourage anyone, especially women, Antika, who called in earlier, she is a great woman. And she basically works with women who have been suffering through some type of trauma or past hurts in their life that they're really ready to move forward through. She teaches amazing yoga practice. She gives you nutrition techniques, and she really loves to work with Christians. So again, I just want you to check her out. Her name is Antika Libby, and she was actually on my show on May 24th, and you can check her out at yourownuniversity.org. So again, it's Antika Libby. So I just want to shout out and say a great thank you to sharing something so vulnerable with all of us here today. And I just want to remind you again, if you do want to email me, if you have any personal questions and you may not want to speak live on the radio, I am getting people who are actually starting to message me, and I will respond to you as soon as I can by email. So you can contact me at Tamron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com. Or remember, you can always go back to the host page here on Voice America on the Health and Wellness Channel. And when you hit the email host button, that message comes directly to me. It does not go to the radio station. So I just want to remind you all you can do that. Again, if you feel connected to me and you may want to have a private consultation, I can always accommodate that as well. I don't have a ton of time, but you know, for people who are really finding that they resonate with what I have to say or what I have to offer here, I will do that for you. So that's something we can talk about if you do connect and what my fees are. And it really does depend on the person themselves. I'll encourage anyone to actually look at my Elixir of Life program, which is a 28-day personal transformation program. We run this program as a group. We get together every 28 days, and within that 28 days, there are four group conference calls. Those conference calls run from 1 to 1.5 hours each week. You can live anywhere in the world to actually be in this program, and that's the beauty of it. And when you do sign up, I send out a package to you, and it gets all the bonus materials. So there's wonderful things that you get for free from me as well, which are, you know, 28 amazing recipes, very simple recipes. People are always bugging me recipes, and today I'm actually going to share some with you on my show. We're going to talk about a few other things. Nutrition tips. You get a journal that I wrote about 10 years ago, and I still have boxes of them, but anybody who's ever journaled and used my book has had amazing results. They're very specific questions that I ask you to think about and for you to contemplate on in that journal. So you get an opportunity to have that. It's a 100-page journal. You get all the topics of discussion, the things we're going to talk about each week. It gives you a guideline of what we're going to be working through as a group, and it's actually a lot of fun. Anybody who's actually been in my program, it's changed their life. I've never had anybody say to me, I want my money back, or I didn't like it. Again, I love to work with people, and I love to do things in a fun way. So yeah, it's an absolute blast. So if you listen up to the end of the show, I teach you actually how you can find the details to actually win to be in that program. And yeah, so you hear all about that at the very end. So I'm encouraging you to listen till the last part of the show. So now what I'm going to do is give everybody a quote, because I know a lot of people who listen to me actually remember that I love to share quotes. And we were talking about procrastination today. So it's fascinating how, you know, if we just believe in ourselves and have some faith, that we get that. So this one was written by Smith Wigglesworth, funny name. But anyways, he wrote here, I am not moved by what I see. I am not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe. And, you know, that's exactly resonating with my story that I'm sharing today, because I could have given up so easily on some of the things that I wanted in my business. And if you didn't hear the beginning of my story, basically I had this vision of opening a center here in Ontario, Canada. And it was very different from anything that's around here. It was because of my own frustration of not having healthy organic food for takeout that I felt there would be a huge opportunity for people to come in and buy food. And so I was just so determined that this business that I was going to do was going to be effective, and it was going to be successful. And in the process of putting the business together over 2.5 years, I had a lot of obstacles. I'm only sharing some of the obstacles that I had here with you on the show today, but I'm telling you, it felt like it was never ending. So I'm going to just reflect a little bit again. So I had these two floods that was happening in my building. And, you know, there was another part of the story after having the flood, which was causing me a lot of anxiety. And I want to encourage anyone, if you are feeling anxiety in anything in your life, I want you to remind yourself it's probably because you're feeling overwhelmed and you're not dealing with it. And I'm going to share some tips in a little bit on how to help with that. But people might resonate with this part too as well. And what actually happened was that these events that occurred in my building where I had these floods, well, they didn't fall under my insurance policy. So this was the second time that I had to personally pay for the damage in my building. And again, many of my friends and family kept telling me I should just give it up and walk away. But I was so determined. I said no. Again, there was this calling inside of me to have faith. And sometimes we don't know why, but I encourage people to, you know, trust that intuition. This was my dream, and I constantly was telling myself that I knew that I could make this work, even if I didn't have the answers. So it had actually taken me another 6 months to repair that damage, and it wasn't a simple process. So in hindsight, it actually gave me more opportunity to work on my goals, take the time to find the right people to help me, and to not give up. I hit so many walls, and I had just to keep reminding myself it was going to work. So I found other people who were willing to help me, and I didn't necessarily have a ton of money to make it happen, but I kept plugging away. And during that time, I found everything I needed to finally open the doors, including a great staff. But what I didn't realize was something very powerful about myself. It never dawned on me to stop. And if something went wrong, I would take a break for a bit and think about a new way to gain the answers that I seeked. And it would take time to make my decisions. So why is this so crucial? Well, it's important because there were many times during that 1.5 years before I opened the doors that I felt I was procrastinating too. And the reason was because I needed to get back and focused. And sometimes we can get so overwhelmed in any situation in our lives to give us great reasons to give up. And I encourage you to follow your intuition, hold on to your dreams, and allow the process to unfold into something magical for you also. Now, I'm going to share one more interesting piece as well, is that now that I've had that business open for 3 years, my original concept has manifested into something that I didn't expect. And clients really love coming in to buy my food, but they really need the most is the emotional support. And this actually shocked me. So this store that I opened gave me the opportunity to connect with so many people, and I see that each day people are realizing there is a lot of power behind paying attention to our thoughts and feelings. So again, if I didn't have faith in myself then none of this would have happened for me. And this, I see, is a huge gap for people. And once clients realize that they need to believe in themselves more, then their overall health will improve also. It's like a huge underlying factor in mental health. And what I found was that when we have emotional challenges such as these, it can take a toll on our physical bodies, especially in that form of anxiety, which can manifest into all kinds of physical problems such as adrenal failure, lack of sleep, and depression. And these are some of the things that actually Antika talked about that she suffered from as well. So, and this is what I'm seeing, is that I'm seeing in people as well. So this is not uncommon. So if you're resonating with this, I want you to, you know, maybe encourage yourself to take some time to really evaluate what's going on in your life. Some of the things that I would encourage people to do that you can start right away. Again, I love to give you guys tips on this show. And every tip that I share in here is probably a piece of or something we talk about in depth in my program, which is the 28-day personal transformation program, which is the elixir of life. Okay, so using positive affirmations such as I'm going to succeed, you say your affirmations into a mirror and you look into your own eyes. Now, I'm going to take a second here and I'm going to talk about affirmations, because the first time someone told me to do an affirmation, I thought, this person is crazy. Like, why am I going to stand in front of a mirror and how is that going to help me? But the truth is, your own energy and looking at yourself is more powerful than listening or talking to anybody else. So when you're looking into your own eyes, you know, this may sound quacky, but it's literally like you're looking into your own soul. And when you look in your own eyes, you can see the pain, you can see whatever it is you're going through. And if you stand there and you say the mantra of whatever that affirmation is over and over, you will actually, if you do that for at least 2 minutes, I guarantee you, you will see a change in your own eyes. It's fascinating. You'll start to see light, you'll start to see your eyes enlarge, and you'll see how you're beginning to listen and to believe yourself. This is something that athletes do. It's something that they teach young children to do. This is not uncommon. So if there's something that is sounding weird, I just want you to just go ahead and try it. Most people have access to a mirror, but the thing is, you have to say something positive. So in other words, you hear that saying, never, never give up. Well, that's actually negative words, because it's never, never, and then the words give up. That's actually not a positive affirmation. So a positive thing is, I'm going to succeed. So encouraging yourself that you're going to be successful is a positive affirmation. So you got to be very, you got to pay attention to the actual words that you're using when you use affirmations. Again, you get 28 of those with me when you're in my book, and there's actually books written out there that talk about affirmations that give you all kinds of stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about some recipes and some food items that are really going to help you to relax in your body. So I'm going to take a quick break now, and I'm going to share these at the end of the show and let you know how something else had happened in my business as well. So I just want to remind you all, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America on the Health and Wellness channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about how to overcome that good old procrastination. And basically I'm telling you all, the remedy for that really is to have faith, even when you feel like, you know, your whole world is closing in and things maybe not the way you project them, or the way you think things are going to turn out. They really are turning out, but sometimes they're just showing up in a different package, okay? And again, I love to share quotes. This is a quote, actually, that I have laminated on my counter in my business here, right beside the cash register. And would you believe, I swear, at least once a week someone takes a picture of this quote, or they write it down, or they go, wow, that just changed my life. And, you know, it definitely changed mine. And so it's very, very powerful. And it says here, it's not always the strongest who survive, nor the most intelligent, but those who are willing to adapt the most. And that was written by Charles Darwin. So, again, there are so many ways you can look at that quote. It's like, don't worry when things are all upside down, you know, just have faith to keep going. Things will fall into place. But also understand, like I shared in my story earlier, learn what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are in any situation, whether this is in a personal relationship, a business, or anything to do with your friends or your clients. You know, learn your good and your bad, and, you know, find ways to work with that, because we're not meant to be perfect, okay? So when you can figure out something that you may not be so good at, that's when you can have other people come in and help you. And it can be very, very empowering to acknowledge that in yourself alone. So I want to remind people to just remember that. Now, I did say I was going to share a couple of cool things here on the show today, things that you can do at home. And I'm going to encourage anyone as well, if you feel like, you know, you can't keep going, if you're ready to give up and you're not getting support from the people who are very close to you, I would encourage anyone to do the same thing that I did, and that is to get yourself a personal coach, a business coach, a health coach, whatever it is that may give you strength. Having a coach is very empowering. These people are not there to judge you. They're there to empower you, and they will teach you to find ways in what your strengths are and the weaknesses are in your own life. I did have an amazing business coach on my show on June the 14th. Her name was Charmelle Bowden. She is the founder of ScaleUpBiz.com. So if you want to listen to that show, that was a great show. And again, I had another woman by the name of Norma Hollis. She was on my show on June the 7th, and she basically helps people find their authentic voice and to really learn what your purpose is here in this lifetime in order for you to fulfill that. So I learned a lot from her just being on my show, and I actually did some personal work with her as well. And she was a lady who actually encouraged me to start writing chapters of my book and reading them here on the show, and that's exactly what I did again today. So again, I have a lot of stories to share and ways that I can help people as well. So yes, getting a coach is very, very powerful. But again, the physical body is very important as well. And if you're not getting adequate sleep, or you need to find ways to learn deep relaxation. Yoga is wonderful. Antika was on the show. She's an amazing yoga teacher. You can actually learn to be a teacher in her program as well. Just learning how to meditate, even if it's 10 minutes a day, is very, very empowering. It teaches you how to slow down and how to hear your own thoughts. I'm a big person on meditation. Actually, on day one of my program, my 28-day program called The Elixir of Life, that is what we talk about on day one, okay? I will change your life if you've never learned how to meditate. Walking in nature, another great way. I don't know if a lot of people understand this, but when you're actually out in nature, and if you can be barefoot, it's even better. It depends on where you live. But if you were to understand that the energy on the surface of the ground is very, very slow, it's the perfect rhythm, the perfect vibration of the planet. And when you can be out in nature, your body actually absorbs a lot of that energy through your feet. Okay, or sitting down, sitting up against a tree, or sitting in nature, you pick up that energy. So it's very, very powerful. If you're around hydro lines, or if you're in big cities or stuff like that, it's actually affecting that energy. So you don't want to be around a lot of pavement stuff if you can actually get away from that. A lot of people don't realize how powerful that is. That allows you to slow yourself down, and when you can slow down, you can actually hear your own intuition. Okay, and then the next part is trusting that intuition. So that might be another great topic for a show, is that a lot of people are highly intuitive people, but they don't act on it. And again, I'm one of those people where I act on it. I listen to what my body tells me, and I do something about it, even if it's super, super scary. Okay. Last thing I want to talk about here is pay attention to foods that are extremely high in magnesium. And magnesium encourages relaxation in our muscles. A great book that I'd love to share is a book by David Wolf and Shazi, and it's called Naked Chocolate. Wow, it's a fun title. And we sell copies of this book in our store. We actually use the pure cacao powder. It's not chocolate powder, but the proper pronunciation is actually cacao. And that's when they get the pure bean itself in its organic state, and they just grind it down into a powder. And it says here in his book that as students of nutrition, we are convinced the primary components of foods that influence feelings of health, well-being, nourishment, and satisfaction are minerals. And we believe that any conversation about nutrition can first begin with the study of minerals, because the primary mineral or minerals contained in food reveal much about its magic. And they're talking about magnesium. And magnesium is in the chocolate. But it says here, magnesium is the most deficient major mineral in the diet of civilization, and yet is one of the most important of all minerals. So over 80% of the United States population in Canada is deficient in magnesium. So how can you get magnesium into your body? Okay, well, some of the things you can do is by adding the pure chocolate. And two quick recipe ideas I'm going to give you is just taking the powder. So if you have a blender, this is a great smoothie idea. You can take 1 cup of coconut water or rice water or almond milk, throw in a banana, a teaspoon of that pure cocoa powder and maybe a teaspoon of honey or pure maple syrup. Hit that button. This is an amazing drink that you can have for breakfast or snack or before you go to bed or even after a workout. Even after working out, magnesium in your body helps those muscles to relax, and that's actually when you're going to build your muscles, because you build your muscles during the repair cycle, okay? And for all you coffee addicts out there, I know there's lots of you, including myself. I love to have a cup of coffee in the morning, but even if you just have a fresh cup of coffee and you add a teaspoon of maple syrup and a teaspoon of this pure cacao powder, it's an amazing, delicious drink. Again, you're getting that magnesium into your body, okay? So it's absolutely delicious. If you want, I can email you back any of these recipes. Just remember to email me at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com or hit that lovely little button on the host page. Now, most importantly, what is the one thing I want to encourage you guys to get is my Elixir of Life Faith Remedy. This will allow you to tune into yourself and give you more power to believe in what you cannot see. I believe we're not meant to have all the answers provided to us at any time in life. I believe that it is a journey and we're meant to live and gain courage and strength along the way. So many challenges that we go through are the tools we need. So have faith in yourself. You can use this water-based remedy. I can ship it to you. It helps work on your emotional body, and you just add 4 drops into a glass of water 4 times a day. Okay, so just remember, you can contact me here. And it's an amazing thing you can use, and it's not made by chemicals. All right, so what I'm going to do is ask you, did you learn anything by listening today? And are you understanding your body from a different perspective? Does this make more sense to you? Did we empower you, and would you like to learn more? If so, then I want to hear from you, because I have an amazing free gift that I'm willing to give out to one lucky person every month. But you have to click on that email host button on my host page on Voice America, Let's Figure It Out. You must send me an email through this site, and I will collect all the names from your emails and place them in a big lucky bowl. I want to know what you learned about yourself after the specific topic that we discussed. You have to explain the theme of the show and what was your aha take on it. Be specific, and everyone who enters has a chance every month to win to be in my signature program called the Elixir of Life. It's a 28-day personal transformation program where you're connected with me through weekly support calls, free nutrition tips, loads of simple, delicious recipes, my journal, and my signature remedy called the Elixir of Life, which helps to reduce anxiety and keeps you grounded. It's a value of $1,400 Canadian. So if you want to know more or connect with me personally, do it now, because this is your chance. And I'm very excited to be offering this, because it is my way of giving back.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamaron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.